From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. In Paris, President Trump is a guest of honor at France's Bastille Day celebrations. Earlier, after speaking with French President Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Trump made no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, I mean, something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay, too.
The two leaders found common ground in areas such as Syria and counterterrorism. A U.S. judge has called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to avoid President Trump's travel ban. Mr. Trump has sought to block grandparents and other extended relatives from joining family members in the U.S. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell. William Ni is a researcher with Amnesty International.
I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trend towards human rights have only gotten worse.
Liu Xiaobo is survived by his son and his wife. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing Doha of funding terrorism. Doha denies the allegations. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State, Brett Meckert, detailed the progress of the coalition's work in Iraq and Syria to reporters. He said the battle against IS is not over, but by defeating them in the Iraqi city of Mosul, the coalition has been successful. Reporters asked him about the battle against IS in Syria.
Syria is far more complicated than Iraq. It's far more complex. As I mentioned earlier this morning, we do not have a government to work with. That's not going to change anytime soon. What we are trying to do is make sure that in areas in which we are operating, in which forces we are working with, we have deconfliction arrangements in place so that the territory, there's a clear delineation of territory, so we don't have incidents like happened a few weeks ago where we shot down a Syrian plane. So we are working very hard with the Russians on those types of arrangements, and we're actually fairly encouraged by what's happening there.
Meckert briefed reporters following the final of 3 days of coalition meetings in Washington. This week's meetings were the first of the full coalition since December 2014. Israeli police say three Palestinians opened fire at Israelis near a Jerusalem holy site, and two Israeli policemen shot in the incident have died. Chief Inspector Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
All three terrorists were shot and killed. What we know is they were armed with an automatic weapon, with a Karl Guster weapon, as well as knives. And they also attempted to stab a number of people here at the scene. Altogether, the situation is now under control. The area of the Temple Mount is closed off. A large number of police units are in the area. And we're now confirming and looking into the identifications of those terrorists who carried out the attack.
The incident happened near the holy compound known to Jews as Temple Mount and to Muslims as Noble Sanctuary. It is the holiest site to Jews and the third holiest in Islam. Egyptian Coptic and Catholic churches have been suspended all outside church activities for the rest of July because of security threats. Church officials gave no information on who recommended these suspicions or if there are any specific threats. But Islamic State has threatened to continue attacks on Christians in Egypt. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been treated at a hospital in Canada after becoming dehydrated while helping to build houses. I'm G. Abilene, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.